I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Early educational pioneers at U.S. land-grant universities started the 4-H program to teach to young people what adults at the time were not open to learning. That's according to the Dean of Ohio State University and Vice President for Agriculture, Kath Ann Kress, who spoke at a recent Farm Foundation forum. She says kids were open to new ideas, and once they started having success in demonstration gardens, the adults came along. Now, she says, efforts must increase to teach students about agri-science and research in 4-H.
Make sure that we're putting those young people back into direct contact with the research and with the exciting dynamic field that the food and agriculture and environmental sectors represent. It's also a great way to pull them into the food and ag industry.
She says the modern land-grant universities like Colorado State could create and expand models of workforce development. She says such programs could not only ensure young people become ready for work, but could also lend themselves to college credits or other ag-related credentials. Kress says over time, 4-H went from being the first class in agriculture science at land-grant universities to being more of a club. While Colorado 4-H does offer programs in robotics, sports shooting, and ceramics and the like, state chapters also have foundational programs in sheep, poultry, dairy, beef breeding, as well as equine and veterinary science. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.